Blog Talk Radio.
She loved him like he was the last man on earth. Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down and come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams. He'd just shoot him down. Lord, he loved to make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly. How with a broken wing, she'd still sing. She keeps an eye on the sky. Sunday morning, she didn't go to church. He wondered why she didn't leave. He went up to the bedroom, found a note by the window with the curtains blowing in the breeze. And with a broken wing,
voice you just heard is none other than today's guest, the lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle. We'll chat with Krista about her career and anything she's working on that she can talk about. As usual, I've got my co-host and sidekick in with me. That is, if she's not hyperventilating over her favorite song I just played.
Well, okay, here's the thing. He has a video of me singing that, and I was about to pee my pants if it was me. I would have whooped him. He would have been dead. Like, I would have
exactly.
That would have definitely been best friends breakup. Like that, nope. If that had been me, he would have died.
That wasn't going to happen.
He does have some very incriminating, well, not incriminating, but he does have footage of me doing that song.
I do have footage, yes, I do.
I was
oh,
worried.
Man.
When I heard it start playing, I was like, no, he didn't. No.
He didn't.
If he did, he's done. I'll tell his parents. I'll tell his mama. But then it was Krista.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Good. Yeah, you would. Don't lie.
No comment. No comment whatsoever.
But I liked that. That was fun. I was kind of jamming out a little bit once I figured out it wasn't me.
Let's bring on the a woman behind the incredibly a beautiful voice, a lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle. Hey, Krista, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, how are you doing?
Hey.
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming.
I really appreciate you doing this.
Of course.
You know, as I was doing my research for this interview, and I think I might have tweeted it out, I love your song in the video for I'm Done.
Thank you so much.
It's so cute. I mean, it's just awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. It's probably one of my favorite songs that's going to be on the album. So right now I was down in Nashville a couple weeks ago, actually, and working on with a bunch of different songwriters, and as well a lot of songwriters, amazing songwriters up here in Toronto. So we're just working on finishing the album, and I'm Done, particularly one that I was really excited about. And I knew when we had recorded the song, it was also a song that I felt strongly about doing a music video for. So I'm really glad to hear you enjoyed it.
I did. It was fun. I just couldn't. That beat is just, it's catchy.
Yeah, it's got a lot of fun, a lot of sass and class to it. So yeah, we had a lot of fun shooting.
It really does. Before we get any further, I just kind of talk about how you decided to be a musician and how all this happened.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I've always been surrounded by a lot of music. I find a lot of artists that do what I do, they grew up listening to, whether they had musical influence or, you know, their family was very musical, and it was really the same thing for me. My family, my sister plays every single instrument you can possibly imagine, so growing up, music was just something that I went to, something that I resonated with so strongly, and something that...
Mm-hmm.
Depending on whatever mood I was in, I'd find that perfect song to match my feeling, and it was just the only thing I needed. So, God, growing up for me, music was number one, and I knew I just always wanted to sing. And I began songwriting when I was younger, but I seriously started songwriting probably more in the last 4 or 5 years, because I really wanted to write music that would really represent me and my fan base and the people that I want to write to. And so I really want to get really involved in my own songwriting, you know, to hone the whole craft of it. It's a lot of work, and it's a learning process for it. So I got started with it, and I was lucky enough to have some amazing, amazing mentors who were able to lead me on the right path and to help me with my songwriting and to work with. So it's been quite a journey, but so far so good, and there's lots of things to look forward to this year, so everything's going really great.
Awesome. And you know, I totally get that about what you said. No matter what mood you're in, there's a song for it, because I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Music is a passion of mine too, so.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I think it's a good effort. But see, for me, it's more challenging because I don't really have a musical family. So it's kind of difficult because my parents aren't really into music. I mean, they're into my music, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And they like music, but they don't play anything. They don't sing.
Yeah.
I only have like one family member who's my uncle who sings, and I actually just met him for the first time a couple of years because I didn't even know he existed. So he's really my only one, so it was more challenging for me, but they always support my music and stuff.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter where you are, where you come from. It's so universal. You know, it hits everyone in a different way, and I think it's such an amazing thing that we have that to connect people and, you know, to help us in our own lives. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, well, that song that we played, Broken Wing, that song, for some reason, that song, I just connect with that song. It's just like, I just love it so much.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I was just, go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was performing the other night on Saturday. It was like the very first time I've ever even performed with a band, and it was like an open mic night, and I went and I sang a few songs, and they asked me to stay for one more, and I didn't know what to sing. My mom was like yelling from the crowd to do that song. And just like as soon, like I was so nervous being up there because I've never done it before, even though I don't get nervous about anything else.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard the like beginning of that song, they started playing, and I was like, oh, fine, I was fine. I was like, let's do it. So,
yeah it's
so
one of my
universal.
Favorite songs. I love Martina McBride. I think she's amazing, and I think that's probably one of my favorite songs by her. So when I was picking particularly a cover that I wanted to record, I knew right away that was the one I wanted to pick because
yeah.
I also resonate so much with it. And it's one of those songs that, you know, it just hits you and you want to sing it all the time.
Yeah, and you can just feel that song. Like, I love it so much. It's definitely
yeah,
one
it's,
of my
it's
favorite
the story
ever.
And it's the message. It's
yeah,
it says a lot
for
in
sure.
the whole song itself. So
well,
it's,
I didn't know what I was going to sing Saturday. I thought I was singing one song and then. You know, I have a friend who's a songwriter, and he's the one that told me about this place, and a producer, and they called me, and they're like, you got to sing three, and I'm like, great. My mom woke me up on Saturday, and she's like, you have to get up, and I'm like, why? It's only 10 o'clock, I want to sleep. And she's like, because you have to sing three songs tonight, and you don't know what you're singing, so you have to get up and figure it out. And so I picked a few, and then I went to rehearse beforehand, and they told me, my friend told me, he's like, no, they probably won't know that because they're old. And I'm like, great. So I decided not to sing Broken Wings. And then I sang a couple other songs. And
yeah.
We're sitting there, and the guy's like, what do you want to do? Like, let's do one more. And so I was like, do you know that? And they were like, yeah, we know it. And I was like, well, if I'd have known that, we could have done it an hour ago. But it ended up happening anyways. It just all
That's
appears.
That's awesome.
You know, and
Cody,
and
your turn to talk.
Oh, just throwing this out. Just throwing this out to you. Anything that you do, music-wise, whether it be that at CD that you're talking about, will promote it any way possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you for being such so supportive as well. I really appreciate it.
He's great. He's way better than I am. I'll just admit it. Like, he on Twitter, he quotes the crap out of everything, and I occasionally retweet some things, but that's as far as it goes for me. Cody's awesome at it. Just great at it. That's why I have him. And when he's not around, like, when I'm in charge of the show just by myself because he's gone or something, it doesn't really get put out there that much. Because I just don't do it at once an hour like Cody does.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, too.
You know, and there's a reason behind why I do so much a promotion as I do.
Because you have so
I
much
feel
free
like
time.
True, but, but I feel like if you guys take 30-plus minutes out of your day to come and chat on a fan-created radio show. I mean, that's all we are, is just fans of these people we chat with.
You do not give us
enough
credit, Cody.
Well, but anyway, I feel like that's my way of giving back to y'all, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, for sure, and I mean, as artists, you know, we appreciate it, too. It's amazing. It means a lot.
You know, and I'm a big music fan, all genres, so I actually play the drums.
He's going to play the drums in my band if I ever make a band.
Yes, I am.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he lives relatively close. I used to live in Cincinnati, and so he lives in Memphis or close to Memphis, so it was, like, so far, and we didn't actually meet until, like, September of this year. So we met for the first time in September, because now I'm moving to Nashville, so we're close now, so he can be in my band.
Oh, that's cool. So you have your own band as well?
I'm working on it. I have, like, a few guys, like, as I moved to Nashville, so I met a bunch of people. My dad actually sells vacuum cleaners. And he met this guy who's a songwriter, and he wants me to record stuff, and then he has a producer who wants me to, like, do an album and stuff. And I haven't decided what I'm going to do right now because I'm still in high school, and I kind of just want to do my high school thing. But they want me. One of them wants me to help a band, and the producer's not so sure, so we're still in debate over building a band.
Cool.
So
cool. That's exciting.
It is. It all just kind of happened, like, in a week. My dad met this guy. He's like, okay. Like, they came to get me at school one day, and I was like, what's wrong? They're like, nothing. We have a producer that you have to go sing for. And so I'm like, okay, I'll go sing. And then they wanted me to do Saturday night, and we all went. It was really fun. And I didn't suck too bad for my first time with a band, so we're still in. We're deciding what we want to do. I don't want to do any, like, I don't want to, like, be spending all my time making music right now because I'm in high school, I'm a senior, and so I want to do my high school thing.
Yeah,
and have fun.
It's hard to juggle both.
So much fun. Yeah. Well,
that's,
I mean,
cool.
And I'm a senior, so I'm having so much fun. I'm actually at a new school this year because I moved to Nashville. So I'm really, like, having fun, and I don't want to, like, miss
out
on
music.
Music's
great because it's always something you can come back to as well. You know, when I was in high school, I was trying to juggle both at the same time. And then when I graduated, that's when I realized, you know, I mean, I applied for the schools, for university and everything like that, but it wasn't something I was really passionate about, and that was kind of a point where I was like, you know what, music's what I do want to do. And then that's, after I graduated, I had the time to do that. So
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm having so much fun being in high school right now, and I don't want music to be, like, my job where I'm, like, at school and I'm, like, dreading the fact that I'm having to go, like, drive to Nashville.
Well, it's a lot of work when you to pursue it fully, like, you know, fully for sure.
Yeah, and definitely. And, like, I want to be a nurse. I want to go to school and become a nurse. And that's, like, that's something I can do and then, like, do this later. Like, I don't have to do it right now. Right now I'm just having fun because now I'm going to be, like, at this place every Saturday night. It's just a club downtown, and so I'm going to be doing that every weekend. So right now that's good enough for me. I'm just having fun
doing
my thing.
That's awesome.
So we'll see where it goes. So but this thought just came to me. Okay, we were talking a few minutes ago about music and relating to it. Okay, I was the other day, well, this was a few weeks ago, I was really, really sad, and I'm, like, driving home, and I was listening to my Pandora station, you know, and that song Lucille by Kenny Rogers came on, and even though it had nothing to do with what I was thinking, it made me, like, because that song makes me sad in general, it made me so sad, and I was like, I cannot do this right now, I'm already sad, and then this stupid song makes me want to cry. Like, I was driving home, and I was super sad, there was all this crap going on, and I was like, I can't listen to this right now, it's going to make me cry.
Oh my god.
It's like so, like, see, like, you connect to everything, like, and especially music, like, you know, you connect with it, and you connect with what you hear, and so even though I had nothing to do or relate with why I was upset, it made me even more upset, because I was like, no, she's going to leave him.
Yeah, well, it makes us, like, it makes it, you know, our job as songwriters, you know, there's two different sides. There's the songwriter and then the actual artist. They're two different things, and the songwriter's job is to be the voice, you know, to write and to be the voice for those people who have none. And then the artist's job is to perform those songs, you know what I mean, that connect the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's two different sides to it. And when they come together, it's like magic.
Yeah, well,
you know,
this is ironic. I had this songwriter who, he's another guy we met just hanging out. We were over at the house the other night, just sitting around hanging out. And he comes in. He's friends with the producer. And he says, I have this song and I need a woman to sing it. And I'm a guy, I sing all my other songs, but I need a woman to sing this one, so can you listen to it and stuff? So I listened to it and I liked it. And then I saw him again Saturday because he came to see me sing. And he told me this song was about Princess Diana. And so, like, she's my idol. And it was just ironic that, like, not only did I like this song, but it's also about her.
It's also about her.
Yeah,
oh,
and she's,
so
like,
cool.
My idol. Like, I look up to her so much, and, like, you know, I just love her so much. Everything I can possibly relate to her, I always do. I like, with school projects, all that stuff. So it was even more ironic. It made me want to do it even more.
Yeah, for
she's
sure.
Like, you know, that's about Diana. I wrote that the day she died, and I was like, well, that makes me want to do it even more now.
For sure.
Yeah. So, you know, we relate things like that. It's crazy. Okay, Cody, I know I cut you off. Go talk now.
It's perfectly fine. You know, well, on the topic of music, I actually
several years ago, I tried my hand at songwriting, and I got okay with it. But then that's when high school and college happened, and I fell out of it a little bit. And I'm just now starting to get back into it. And between that, I'm picking up my drumsticks again, and picking up the guitar again. The itch to perform is back. If that makes any sense to you.
Cody, did I draw?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you for a second.
Think so.
I don't know what happened. It went in and out. I'm here still.
Huh. Are you there, Krista?
Yeah, I can hear. Yeah, you just cut out a little bit.
Oh,
yeah, he cut out for me,
too.
I was thinking it was me because I live in the middle of nowhere.
I was just
going to
say, I was just saying that I had tried my hand at being a songwriter several years ago. And then, of course, high school and college happened. So
that's the story of my life.
Of it for a little while, and just recently, got back into it just recently, and between that and picking up my drumsticks again, and picking around a little bit on a guitar, I have the itch to perform again, if that makes any sense to you.
No, for sure, definitely. I have I have a couple musicians and songwriting friends who, they stopped doing music. You know, they got in a full-time career and stopped doing music, really, other than, playing as a small hobby, maybe alone in their house or to a couple of friends or something like that, but not seriously pursuing it. And then they picked it up, 15, 20 years later, and now they're back at it full throttle because now they have, the time, and their kids are older now, so they have the time to invest in that. So, one of my good friends, Paul Melissa, he's a great songwriter, and he has a lot of cuts that are being sent down to Nashville as well for big artists. So he's doing really, really well. And he hadn't picked up his guitar for quite some time. So it's, like I said, I really feel like music's always there. You know, it's something you can get back into. Which is great.
Yeah, it is, especially if you're a high school student like some of us.
Yeah.
It's a hard life. Like, okay, I go to school, I have a job, I have music, I have this show, I have study because that's also important. I have a crazy life. Like, my life is so busy, and I don't actually have much of a social life, so I don't understand why I'm so busy all the time.
Yeah, no, I can definitely relate. It's nonstop.
Yeah. Okay, I know you probably don't think you have an accent, but I'm from Nashville, or not from Nashville, but I live in Nashville, so to me you have an accent, and I love it.
Really? It's so funny. When I was down in Nashville, and I honestly don't notice what the accent is when we speak, but because we think you have an accent, so it's
yeah, well, everybody thinks I have an accent because I'm not from here. I'm actually from Alabama, but I came here from Cincinnati. So
I was writing... down in Nashville, I was writing with Robert White Johnson and Jillian Ferrer, and I'm writing with them, and they're like, we'd just be talking about the song, throwing things out. They're like, oh, you just sounded so Canadian there. And I was like, what? and I'm like, how? They're like, you just did. You just have such an accent. And I'm going, really?
People say that to me because I came here. Like, I lived in Cincinnati for 10 years, even though I'm not from there. And so I came here, and people are like, you're so northern. And I'm like, I don't have an accent. I don't know what you're talking about. And then, Cody doesn't think he has a southern accent, but I do. But everyone always says that. They're like, you sound so northern just now. Like, what are you talking about? I don't have an accent. People
I know. Well, I was only in Nashville for a week, and I was working with many Nashvillians. So I started, it's easy to pick up, though. I noticed some of my phrasing would, like, start to go, gonna, or, you know, like, it would start, I'd start to pick it up and catch myself, like, oh, my gosh, I'm picking it up already.
That's how I am when I visit, like, my grandparents in Alabama. Like, I'll go there for, like, a week, and I'll start getting an accent, and then I'll come back. Like, I would go back to Ohio, and everybody would be like, you sound so Southern. Like, I don't have an accent of any sort, I don't think. And everybody in Ohio said I sounded Southern, but I had no Southern accent. And here everybody thinks I sound like Northern, and I'm like, I can't win.
That's so
hey,
funny.
Em.
I just can't win. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Em.
What, Cody?
Em. Our buddy Travis is loving this interview right now.
Travis is loving. Oh, I'm not on Twitter. I'm cooking.
Can he tell I have an accent?
I mean, you have a little bit of an accent. Super prominent accent, though. Cody definitely has one, but he doesn't think so.
I don't think I have an accent at all.
You do.
Let's just say we all have accents, and we'll call it even.
Yeah, we all have an accent from a different place, and we'll call it even there.
You know, and, you know, as I was telling you earlier, I'll be up in Toronto this coming either August or September, I'll be up that way. So.
Oh, really?
He travels everywhere.
Awesome.
And it's not fair because he meets people and I don't get to meet them.
Oh, yeah, no, let me know when you're around for sure. Send me a message because I have lots of, you know, summer's the crazy time for shows and stuff in the city. So if you're down, definitely I'd love for you to come out to one of my shows. That'd be great.
All right.
I'm jealous.
I'll let you know.
I can't
you know.
Travel.
Emily can come too. Emily can come too.
I can't travel. They won't let me because I'm only 17. I can't even get on a plane without an adult with me.
Well, will you be 18 by next year?
I'll be 18 next September. So.
Yep.
But no, I'm 17. I can't do anything fun.
And this will be my third time up in Canada.
Yeah, we'll just go everywhere, Cody. He goes everywhere.
Where have you been in Canada?
Niagara Falls.
Okay,
Vancouver.
Oh, I actually haven't
been to Vancouver for like a night or two. I stayed in Vancouver. It was just like I went on a Alaskan cruise when I graduated.
Oh, so cool. I just got back from a cruise, actually.
Everybody does fun things but me.
And our ship docked in Vancouver, so I stayed there overnight.
Okay.
I really wanted to see more of the city because it's a beautiful
Oh,
Vancouver
is stunning.
From
I don't even have a
what I saw of it, it's beautiful. And,
Vancouver is really beautiful.
And like I said, I'll be in Toronto next either August or September. So I'm really looking forward to being up there again.
Do you have any other friends here, or are you just just traveling?
See,
or
I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. And we're going
really?
Up there.
That's so cool. So you're a big baseball fan.
Oh, big baseball fan. I love it.
Oh,
and I don't
cool.
like it at all, so we don't.
Well, you'll have to
all.
Come to a hockey game when you're in Toronto, because that's our number one sport.
I love hockey, too.
So you'll have to come to a Toronto Maple Leafs game.
Yeah, you have to go, Cody, and you have to bring me something back from Canada, because I don't get to
you're
go
speaking my language,
because...
You're speaking my language, Krista. I love hockey, too.
Oh, you do?
Bring me something
back
from Canada. He gets to go everywhere and meet everybody. Like, he meets people we've had on the show, and I'm like, that's not fair. But he does bring me stuff, so it's okay a little bit, but it still sucks because I can't travel.
Yeah. Because
number one, I'm in school. Number two, I'm only 17, so I can't go anywhere.
You'll have lots of time. I didn't travel anywhere till I was, like, 18, 19 as well, so.
I mean, I've traveled before, but it was with my family. Like, I lived in California for 2 years when I was little, like, 5, 6. So, then I lived out there, like, we flew from there back to Alabama and back and forth. So, I have been on a plane. I'm not totally just, like, illiterate when it comes to travel, but I can't really just pick up and go on vacation because I'm in school.
Yeah,
and
school.
I don't even have a passport, so.
Oh, well, that's, you'd probably need one of those.
Yeah, probably need need
yep.
that to go
you
out.
You'll need a passport.
Tony, when I'm of age, we can just go everywhere and just be like, see y'all.
Well, 30 minutes kind of flew by, didn't it?
I know,
it
we didn't
did
really even
by.
Interview you. We just kind of talked. Oh, well.
Exactly. You know, I wanted to thank you again for taking the time out. A time out of what I'm sure is a busy schedule to come on and chat with us today.
Of course. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
I followed you on the Twitter earlier.
Yay.
Now you have one more follower.
You're absolutely more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you have to come back because we didn't really interview you. We just kind of had fun.
Oh, no. We had fun chatting.
And,
fun.
And like I said earlier, I will be promoting anything you do on Twitter, here on the show, anything, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thanks for coming on. It was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And let me know when you come to Toronto as well.
I'll do it. I will.
Yeah, so he can meet you without me.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to let you go. And you have a awesome day, all right?
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Krista. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was fun.
It's always fun. I feel like as soon as we do a show, every time we wrap, you're like, that was fun. Like, you always ask me, was that fun?
It was fun, you know?
I'm always expecting it. It was fun. She's super sweet, and I'm so jealous you're going to meet her without
Krista's super cool. I mean, she's awesome, you know.
Seriously,
and,
though, when you started playing that tape, I was like, if that's that tape he has with me, I'm going to kill him. But, like, it would have been, like, one of those love-hate things where, like, I love you for playing it, but I hate you for doing that to me.
Exactly. I wouldn't do it to you, and you know that. I wouldn't do it to you.
He wouldn't do it without permission. He's not a total jerk.
Exactly. You know.
I'm cooking chicken
you know,
Alfredo right now, and so
I will say this. Krista's people are awesome. I asked
well, that's
for that,
good, because we don't get that a lot.
I asked for that cover, and within 10 minutes, it showed up in my email.
Good surprise. I like it. And it was cute.
Within 10 minutes,
but then
it showed up in my email.
Wait a minute, is that tape of me? I was like, because it started playing and it sounded like it. And I
it
was
sounded
like
the thing. Yeah, it did,
I knew
didn't
immediately it? That it was Broken Wing, but like everybody's arrangement doesn't, nobody's arrangement sounds like Martina's arrangement did. And so they all
I
sound
love
different.
That arrangement,
and,
though.
Yeah, my arrangement definitely sounded different than hers. And so, because I did it live and I was like, well, if that is that tape of me, he is so dead. So
dead.
But then I was like, no, because he told me
either.
Last week he had a surprise, and he didn't get that tape till Sunday, so I don't know how he did that.
Oh, I did.
Yes, it was good.
That's only one of your surprises.
Only one. He surprises me so much, I need to get him one worked up. I stepped
your big surprise is coming.
And I have fuzzy socks on, and now it has brownie in it, and that's gross. It won't come
your
off
big surprise
either.
Is coming,
Em. My big surprise. I'm so excited.
Your big surprise is coming.
Hey, Nashville people, if you actually listen to our show, I'm going to start singing every Saturday night at the Grand Old Hatchery, which is in downtown Dixon, so it's not really in Nashville, but close enough.
Yeah, it's close enough.
You should all come out and hang with me.
Mm-hmm.
So can Mike. Anybody can sing.
Exactly.
I need a song suggestion, too, so tweet at me, homies, because I sang four last week, and I'm only going to do one of them again. Because I messed up once, so I'm going to do it again, right, this time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, seriously, horror stories from the other night. I'm singing on stage, and my first song is Harper Valley PTA, and I'm like, first of all, I'm so nervous already, because I wasn't nervous, and then Mike was like, okay, you might suck, because it's the first time. Like, what kind of pep talk is that? So, I go out there,
wow.
And I start singing, And I'm like, I want to tell you all a story about Harbor Valley Widow Bop, you know, sing the first two verses. And
right.
where she's supposed to sing, you know, the third verse, she's like, well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there. Okay, instead of thinking that, I sang, well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here, like, which is the second verse.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I just kept going, and then I sang the second half of it right, and then I had to go and sing it again about Mr. Harper couldn't be there. And then, like, my backup singer was super helpful because she kept me going on track, and, like, she knows how it works around there. So she just totally played it off like it was no big deal. I started kind of giggling a little bit, so did the band. But it happens, and I'm going to do it next week and do it the right way.
Oh, real quick. Get on Twitter. Travis is loving Krista
Twitter.
Right now.
I can't get on Twitter. I'm cooking.
Oh, duh.
So I will get on Twitter later.
I think you might have already told me that.
Yeah, I did, but it's okay.
I think you might have already told me that.
I put my socks in the laundry now. I'm so mad. I just put them on. Like, fuzzy socks. I literally just got them out of the drawer before the show and put them on,
right.
And now I have to take them off because I stepped in brownies. Anyways, Saturday
wow.
night, for anyone interested, was great. I sang four songs. I sang Harper Valley PTA, and then I sang Red Dunk Woman and the Friends of Some Old People. Then I sang Heads Carolina, Tales California, and then I sang Broken Wing.
Broken Wing. Yep.
I have a video of all of them, but Megan has two of the videos. My mom has one, and then I have the other one. And also, to the old people I offended, I'm sorry that you're uptight.
Uptight about
seriously,
that.
Seriously, hell is not a cuss word, okay?
Exactly, it's not.
But seriously, I thought they were going to flip when I said, and there was this one old lady, I'll send you a video. She was getting down to, like, rolling on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a video of her getting down. But then when I was singing, Red Dead Woman, and I said, let me get a big hell yeah. I got a big hell yeah from this woman. And she was, like, 80, and it was great.
Nah.
And these old people were jamming to Harper Valley, even though I messed it up, which was great. But she literally was like, hell yeah. And, like, it was great. I had a good moment with the band.
That's
we were
awesome.
All sitting up there on stage rehearsing. And the band was like, you know, you're going to be on daytime TV. Because it is on daytime. It's on PBS. And they're like, can you sing that? Can you say hell? I was like, yeah, can I say hell on TV? And we asked the owner. He came over. And we're like, can we sing hell on TV? And he's like, well, you're not singing it unless you do.
You're not saying it.
So then,
okay.
The whole
answer
band,
that question.
We all went. Yes, the whole band, we all went. Hell yeah! And we had a great moment. It was awesome. Although
funny.
I have to admit that song's a little much, and I don't think I'm gonna do it again because number one, it's a little offensive to some people. Number two, when you can't hear yourself because they don't have monitors, so
right.
you have to wing it because you can't hear.
Yeah.
When you can't hear yourself, it's hard enough to sing, and then when you can't hear yourself, it makes it worse. So, you know, I'm
you
gonna
know,
save that
you know.
For the big leagues.
I will tell you this, and I know you know this, but when you're up on that stage and that first note hits, you're just like, oh, man, that's like the best feeling in the world.
It is. Well, I didn't feel that way at first, but then I got up there. They're like, what are you doing this time? And I was like, Heads Carolina. And they're like, okay, what key? And I was like, whatever key you wrote down, I don't know. Because I didn't have a clue.
What key I wrote down.
Yeah. Well, because we had figured it out earlier, like, in my
right.
key, so. And then
right,
I started
yeah.
singing that one, and that one went really, really well. I even came in at the right time on the bridge, which shocks me, because I can
Wait.
Never tell on the bridge of that song. And yeah. then we started, they're like, do you want to stick around? And I'm like, sure, of course. They're like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. They're like, what do you know? I was like, just throw something out there, and we'll do it. And my parents start yelling from the audience saying Broken Wing.
Mom,
and so
Dad,
the band,
start yelling things. Come on.
The guitar player, the bass player, had to stand behind me and tell the rest of the band what chords to play. But it was awesome. When they first started playing, I was like, yes, let's take them to church. And then it was great. I was like, let's take them to church on this one. And they started, and then the guitar player told me, afterwards, and I was like, what did he say to you? And I was like, well, he told me I better bring my ass back to play with them some more. Because if I don't, he's going to send Vance to my house. Vance is the owner. He's going to send Vance after me. But he literally
sent
me.
Oh. Should we tell our news or not?
We have news? Oh. That
next
news
Sunday. Yes, that news.
Oh, wait, I want to
So.
Do
okay.
Wait, let's do it together. No, I'll do it, okay? gosh, yeah, you look, Cody and I are making it big time. Next Sunday, Misty and Brandon from Common Ground Radio are having us on the show at 7 Eastern. And we're going to, you know, do our radio show thing with them. And since it was a hot mess when they were on our show, it's only fitting that we're probably going to be a hot mess on theirs.
It'll be a hot mess on their show. It will.
Like, what kind of classified ad was that just now? That was great. We're going to be turning up, y'all.
It'll be a train wreck.
We don't really turn up.
But y'all don't
want to
miss it.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to miss the train wreck.
Yeah, it'll be a train wreck.
But seriously, you know, I'm used to being the one asking the questions that
exactly.
I honestly don't know. I don't know how to act being on the hot seat.
Right. It's kind of weird because they can ask us whatever they want. But I'm
exactly.
Horse, so it's okay for me. Y'all know that's
okay.
True. Like, I don't even try and hide it. Y'all know it's true. Like, I can't even lie about it, too, because, like, y'all know it is true. I like attention. I don't seek attention. I'm not actually a whore, guys. I'm just saying I want all the attention
you just like
for myself.
Attention.
Yeah, see? That's not a bad thing. I could, like, mess.
No, it's really not.
That was the greatest thing ever just now.
Well, that there are worse things to be.
Exactly, it could be mess.
Oh man.
Whatever. But no, seriously, guys, Saturday was so fun. I can't wait for next Saturday, but I don't know what I'm singing yet. So you should all look the sister up. Cause I think I'm gonna do Marfa Valley again since I screwed it up. I'll do that first because it's easy to sing. It's a good opening song. And then, what else should I do? I don't know. Give me some suggestions. We'll do it live on air for everyone. Give me some suggestions.
Oh, man.
There's something out there.
Oh. And speaking of suggestions, and speaking of doing things live, I don't know when it's going to happen, but me and you are going to do it on the show.
I feel like this should probably happen when you're, like, with me, you know, like when we're actually together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would work easier.
So,
you're going to come visit. He's going to come visit me sometime around Christmas while my family's visiting, and we're all going to go to the hatchery and chill and sing and stuff. So, we can sing on stage together. You better not get stage fright on me because I'm not here for that.
Oh, me get stage fright? Yeah, that's not happening.
That's true. I don't ever get nervous, and I didn't get nervous. Like, I was totally fine all day, and then I went to Mike's house to rehearse, and he was like, yeah, they probably won't know your song because you pick newer songs. So I started flipping.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, why don't you do Tammy Wynette? Like, really, you want me to get up there and compete with Tammy Wynette on Stand By Your Man? Do you really
want
to go there?
Exactly.
Like, I feel like nobody should sing that but Tammy.
I think I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap up here, okay?
All right, talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later, girl. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed the interview with a lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle. And as we said, this coming Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern, that 6 o'clock for you Central Timers, me and Em are going to be on a Common Ground Radio in the hot seat with our friends Misty and Brandon. So y'all don't want to miss that. Or maybe you do. You never know. Anyway, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.